USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC released their highly anticipated guidelines for reopening schools last week, setting out a roadmap for getting kids back into the classroom. The director of the CDC says the science is clear that schools have not been shown to be sites of high transmission of COVID, even in areas where there's high community spread. Dr. Rochelle Walensky tells CNN that mask wearing will be a big component of reopening, but that how quickly schools can return to normal depends on bringing down the community spread of the virus.
There's literature out that suggests that over 90% of people, when they're masked, you can have safe opening of schools. What I will say is this is directly related to how much disease is in the community. We have more flexibility in opening schools as our disease rates come down.
The CDC says that about 99% of America's school children live in areas that have high levels of virus transmission under the new guidelines. This is USA Radio News.
Yes, you hear that? That is the sound. No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck. That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on it. You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck is coming for your wallet. That's what it's coming for. I know. That's what it's coming for. Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio. I have the solution. It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you. Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. Get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to TrackGrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use them. TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
Seven Republican senators joined with all Senate Democrats Saturday in voting to convict former President Trump of inciting the January 6th riot at the Capitol. President Trump was acquitted as the vote fell short of the two-thirds majority needed to convict. Louisiana Senator Bill Cassidy was one of those Republicans who voted for conviction. He was censured by the Louisiana State Republican Party for his vote. Cassidy defended his vote to convict to ABC's This Week.
He then scheduled the rally for January the 6th, just when the transfer of power was to take place, and he brought together a crowd, but a portion of that was transformed into a mob. And when they went into the Capitol, it was clear that he wished that lawmakers be intimidated. And even after he knew there was violence taking place, he continued to basically sanction the mob being there. And not until later did he actually ask them to leave. All of that points to a motive and a method, and that is wrong. He should be held accountable.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
A member of the White House press team has abruptly resigned. Wendy King has the details from the USA Radio News Northwest Bureau.
White House Deputy Press Secretary T.J. Ducklow has resigned the day after he was suspended for issuing a sexist and profane threat to a journalist seeking to cover his relationship with another reporter. Ducklow had been put on a week-long suspension without pay on Friday after a report surfaced in Vanity Fair outlining his sexist threats against a female political journalist who was trying to suppress a story about his relationship. He told her, "I will destroy you." The journalist had been seeking to report on his relationship with a political reporter at Axios. In a statement put out on Saturday, Ducklow said, "I am devastated to have embarrassed and disappointed my White House colleagues and President Biden." White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said that Ducklow's conduct, quote, "doesn't meet our standards, it doesn't meet the president's standard, and it was important that we took a step to make that clear." From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest News Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And New Zealand's largest city is under a three-day lockdown after three members of a family in the city of Auckland tested positive for COVID-19. Health officials are unsure how they caught the virus, but say their infections are of the more transmissive variant first identified in the UK. The lockdown is New Zealand's first in 6 months, as the country has taken a more aggressive and largely successful stance against the coronavirus. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.